KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMervis. It's 9:02. The family of a 9-year-old boy shot and killed in Pilot Station says the fourth grader had just been awarded Student of the Week. Troopers say Spencer Pulte was killed by a shot to his chest from a .17 caliber pellet rifle Friday afternoon. Troopers say another 9-year-old boy who had argued with Spencer fired the fatal shot. The victim's mother, Joyce Pulte, tells the Daily News that Spencer went out to play with his cousin and the suspected shooter, who was carrying the air rifle. State reports for a Wasilla daycare center where a toddler was fatally injured shows the center had occasional gaps of state compliance. The Anchorage Daily News says the most serious violation in Illumination's Child Care and Educational Center's records involved caregivers losing track of a toddler who had gotten stuck in a muddy area near a lake and was retrieved by bystanders. Illuminations was fined $500 in that case. The center remains closed while the state looks into the death of 19-month-old Faith Phillips. The child was found unconscious in an outdoor yard at Illuminations on September 6th. She was taken off life support on September 9th after doctors confirmed brain death. A pilot escaped injury after crashing her float plane into an Anchorage lake on Sunday. KTUU says the pilot was the only person on board and no one else was injured. Clint Johnson with the National Transportation Safety Board says the plane is owned and operated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Johnson says the plane crashed after losing control during touchdown. According to Johnson, the east-west water lane at the site was closed for arrivals and departures. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. Anchorage got a surprise early arrival of snow, although most of it quickly melted at lower elevations. The National Weather Service says the city's average snowfall is October 17th. The Anchorage Daily News says the city's earliest recorded snowfall occurred September 20th, 1947. According to the Weather Service, the most snow measured Saturday was 7 inches. University of Alaska Fairbanks professor Kriya Dunlap was in Banff, Alberta this weekend to present her research during the annual meeting of the International Sled Dog Veterinary Medical Association. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports Dunlap was raised in upstate New York with nearly 200 sled dogs. Her father was a champion sprint musher in the 70s and 80s. Growing up at a kennel that was part of a large scientific study eventually brought her here permanently. She's an assistant biochemistry professor at UAF's Institute of Arctic Biology. She uses sled dogs as a research model to look at subsistence diets and physical adaptation to the circumpolar north.
They represent a really large homogeneous sample size. You can have a kennel of 20 or more dogs in one area, and they're all genetically similar from one location to the next because there's a lot of trading and a lot of selling of dogs. Another really great benefit of the sled dog model is that you don't have a lot of the confounding issues such as alcohol and smoking, which is fairly prevalent in villages.
Dunlap studies dogs in native Alaskan villages up and down the Yukon River from Russian Mission to Fort Yukon. A simple blood sample can tell her a lot about a dog's diet, which is often similar to the traditional native Alaskan subsistence diet. In particular, Dunlap is testing for mercury, which has been found to counteract the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids in salmon.
A really interesting finding that we found is that the further away from the mouth of the Yukon, the lower the mercury was. So it was a significant trend, the highest in Russian Mission, and just significantly dropped the further away from the Yukon mouth. And so we weren't really expecting that, but it is definitely a remarkable change. And so they're eating subsistence food, so does that correspond to the human values as well?
Dunlap is also looking at how sled dogs adapt to extreme temperature changes and seasonal fluctuations in darkness and light in the far north.
About 10 years ago, there was a lot of diagnosis of hypothyroidism, so low thyroid hormone, which is kind of interesting because an animal that's a polar animal, you would expect maybe to have higher thyroid hormone because they have increased metabolism and things like that.
She compared dogs from Salcha with dogs at her family's kennel in New York. In general, Dunlap says sled dogs have lower basal thyroid hormone levels than other dogs.
And this may just be an adaptation that to the circumpolar north, and the fact that these dogs evolved from kind of a feast or famine environment where they either had food or they didn't have food. So why upregulate that metabolism if you don't have the food to correspond it? So that might be just that, an adaptation to the circumpolar north.
In the future, Dunlap plans to test mercury levels in the fish village sled dogs are eating. She's also supplementing dogs' diets with Alaskan blueberries to explore the effects of added antioxidants. Dunlap's also looking into how sled dogs might be used to shed light on the increasing epidemic of type 2 diabetes in Alaska natives. Six U.S. senators have signed a letter to U.S. Department of Interior Secretary Ken Salazar asking for deferment of lease sales permitting gas and oil development in the Arctic Ocean. Dated September 21st, the letter was written regarding the 2012-2017 Outer Continental Shelf Oil and Gas Leasing Program, which outlines lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico and the Arctic region. The senators are asking for an in-depth review of the effects of oil and gas development on the region to protect the environment and subsistence opportunities. In their letter to Salazar, there is emphasis that lack of roads and limited access to the Coast Guard are of serious concern. The group, led by Senator Jeffrey A. Merkley of Oregon, outlines recommendations to the Department of Interior of what should happen before Arctic areas are a part of lease sales. Included in their suggestions is a push for having effective oil spill response resources established and readily available, as well as pausing other leases of areas deemed ecologically important. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $1.50 an ounce to $1,773.60. Silver is up 25 cents an ounce to $34.84, with zinc at 94 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed at 8:51 and is expected to depart at 9:49. It's unofficially 36 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.